This is Dave Hodges. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. A couple of people have written to me from foreign countries, and they have said, Dave, we're not dwindling, because sometimes I like to say our dwindling friends around the world. Well, we are alienating a lot of people. That's just a fact. But in terms of individual members of our audience, oh, I love having you here. Thank you. We're all human beings. We're all endowed by our creator with a desire to be freedom. Freedom comes from God, doesn't come from government. And the ultimate freedom is to choose Jesus or not. And you're totally free. Choice comes with consequences, but you are totally free. And so I welcome all of you here. As a matter of disclaimer, and I can't be too particular on the details I give here, because I'm working with some people involved in politics and some people outside of politics in the business community that are sick of the corruption in Arizona. And it permeates Congress at the federal level. It's really endemic here. I mean, we are like, do you remember the old, it used to be references, third world banana republics, they grow and pick bananas and ship them out. But they're the most corrupt, and they have a revolution every 6 weeks, and you only get things done through corruption. Well, that, in large part, really describes our state. Not all politicians. I have friends who have sat in the legislature, and they're good people, and they care about doing the right thing. The problem is the number of corrupt public officials is growing by leaps and bounds, and you should go back and listen to some of my old interviews with John Thaler over on our TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Fantastic interviews by John. I should probably repost some of them. But anyway, long story short here, I am working to try to bring some measure of reform to our state government along with some very, very prominent people. The names would surprise you. And right now we have to stay out of the limelight as much as possible. By the way, I'm really having my communications messed with. I had an appointment scheduled last night for an interview with my good friend, Paul Preston. All circuits are busy. Emails blocked. Paul's not blocking my emails. We've been friends for about 15 years. I've spoken at his conventions for New California. We are very good friends. I kept trying to call him. So finally, about an hour after our scheduled interview, I said, Paul, I've been trying to get a hold of you for that. He wasn't the least bit surprised. He says, Dave, we're having trouble across the board. And we are being blocked. And that tells me we're being effective. They are afraid of our reforms. Now, the purpose of what I want to bring to you here is to expose an alleged crime from alleged, shall we say, gray area, if not illegal areas of peddling and influence that is off the charts crazy. It was brought to me actually by some people that I'm trying to network with, and we're trying to get organized about reform. But the source is Project Constitution. And you know what great work he does. So I'm going to go through, and I'm going to go through his entire post. And he very professionally says this is alleged, but it's TPUSA. I mean, how many alleges can you have? I mean, how many coincidences can you have to have a conspiracy? And so, like I said, our objective as Christians and Americans, and for me in Arizona, is to expose the bad stuff so we can stop it. So our kids, and then soon to be hopefully our grandkids, will... they'll live in peace. I mean, right now, I've never seen such widespread corruption across our country. The Democrats and the indifference to public safety, not funding TSA and Homeland Security at a time when domestic terrorism threats are at an all-time high. What does that say about keeping these people in office? Exactly. Okay, before we get to Project Constitution, and what caught the attention of some of my colleagues here in Arizona, and you should be concerned too, because this crap's going on all over. I first have to tell you that we have two great products here. The gel for your joints. and the spray for whatever ails you, because this boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels. I am the textbook case for this company, Magic Dicol Company, the NanoSoma products, the spray, the gel, the spray for your immune system, the gel for your joints. You grow pluripotent stem cells, and over time, you're going to be a lot better. I'm living proof. And then they have the skin cream for fine lines, wrinkles, cuts, and burns. Together, it's the starter pack, 15% off. I believe everybody should have these products. This country would be a whole lot better off. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Let's see if I can't pull up that post on X from Project Constitution. By the way, tip of the cap to Project Constitution. Thank you for bringing this out. By the way, there's two utility companies in Arizona. I want to say this before we jump in. One is SRP, and I've had SRP. They're cheaper, they're more efficient, they're more fair, and there's less, shall we say, controversy around them. APS, Arizona Public Service, is unfortunately who I'm saddled with now. If I had a choice, I'd choose SRP. So I want to say that off the top before I jump into this, because SRP is going to be thrown into a bad light, and I don't know that it's all their fault. I've always looked at SRP as a superior organization that serves the public good. This is not in the public good. By the way, we call APS here Arizona people stealing from us, and they are. Oh, let's bring in all these chip factories and these huge data centers. And by the way, you people there in Maricopa County, your water bills are going up 17% next year. Thank you for paying for other people to make money. How much kickback did you get? Okay, enough editorializing. Let's get down to what we want to look at here. Okay, exposed. Tyler Boyer is allegedly using TPUSA money to seize the utility that stole his family's land. I think stole is too strong of a word. Okay, but let's continue. Listen to us very closely. While the media has you distracted with DC self-proclaimed COO of Turning Point Action, Tyler Boyer is quietly trying to hijack an infrastructure empire in the American Southwest. This is not a grassroots movement. This is Tyler Boyer weaponizing Turning Point Action's donor treasury to execute a 20-year-old family vendetta with Salt River Project, SRP, and capture the gatekeeping authority for billions of dollars in state and federal contracts. Now, stay with me because this gets a little complicated, but once you understand this in Arizona, you're going to be better equipped to deal with it in your state because this is going on everywhere. Criminals just don't survive and thrive in Arizona. Trust me, although we do export a lot of our criminality to the other states. Tyler Boyer is using your donor money to buy a boardroom. Myself and Mia Stretch have been pulling countless court documents, obituaries, federal Senate testimonies, and corporate filings. We are going to lay out exactly how Tyler Boyer's operation works. To protect ourselves from the legal hitmen from these organizations, we're going to be crystal clear that what is documented fact and what is investigative speculation. That's fair. Okay? Read it, save it, and decide for yourselves. The complete anatomy, okay? The front and the lie. The facts. On April 7th, 2026, Salt River Project is holding a board election. SRP is a quasi-governmental powerhouse that controls hydroelectric plants, a nuclear generating station, coal-fired plants, 1,200 miles of canals, and the water supply for over 2 million people. Tyler Boyer, as the COO of Turning Point Action, is pouring massive amounts of Turning Point USA donor money into this obscure, low voter turnout race. Really? Let's see if we can get more definitive here. This is, wow, crazy. Boyer explicitly told Axios that Turning Point has endorsed anyone claiming the PAC is just there to register voters and stop new Green Deal policies. He's also publicly allied with Arizonans for Responsible Growth, a PAC run by Jimmy Lindblom, a heavy construction company executive. Now, I'm going to put my common sense hat on, okay, since this is the common sense show. Okay, so you're going to put all this money and you haven't endorsed anyone, you have no agenda other than stopping a couple of programs, that is not believable. Not believable. Despite Boyer claiming the no endorsements to the press, he and TP Action have distributed official promotional graphics by explicitly stating Turning Point Action endorsed, featuring a specific slate of candidates. Oh, so here we get the truth. Okay, so that was a lie that Tyler Boyer told, and this is proven lie, because we turn it right around here, and these are the candidates: Dobson, Paisley, Kennedy, and Cooper, who are receiving money from TPUSA. Okay, now, well, okay, here's the speculation. I'll be clear about that. This is speculation. Wondering out loud, because we do have a conflict of statements, and certainly I'm concerned about donor money going to a utility. Does that make you want to give money to them? By the way, it's estimated that only 10% of the money that you give to TPUSA actually goes to doing what they say they do. Okay, why is the COO of a national youth conservative organization teaming up with a commercial construction executive with a utility board? Because this isn't about the new green deals they say they want to stop. It's about Tyler Boyer using PAC money to decide who gets to act as the gatekeeper for billions of dollars in federal and state infrastructure contracts. Okay, this is the speculation. Okay, now he labels this the biggest political heist in America is being run by one man and no one's talking about it. Well, we are now. And by the way, Tyler Boyer, I know your people read all my stuff and listen to all the stuff I do. You're welcome to come on and refute. I already had one of your former speechwriters on, Brett Hamacek. I'm sure you know who he is. I mean, he used to write Charlie Kirk speeches. I had him on. We had a very cordial and civil conversation. Didn't agree on a whole lot of things, but it was very civil. And I treat my guests with respect. You're welcome to come on, or one of your designees, because you need to be answering the things that are going to come up right here. Okay. This is amazing here. This is not a grassroots movement. This is Tyler Boyer's weaponizing Turning Point to execute a 20-year-old family vendetta. This is scary. This is scary. I mean, this is one of the things that I think Project Constitution's correct about. Okay, now continuing. Okay, now no endorsements. Why is the COO doing this? Well, okay, let's get into the vendetta. The 20-year vendetta and the easement payoff. Tyler Boyer omitted a massive damning conflict of interest from the press and his donors. His grandfather, Ray Leonard Boyer, worked for SRP for 25 years in the Water's Operation Division. But it gets much darker, according to Project Constitution. We pulled the County Superior Court minutes and legal notices. You can see the case listed here, and if you're listening by audio, case number CV 2005-003419. In 2005, SRP filed an eminent domain lawsuit against Ray L. Boyer, acting as the trustee of his family's trust. SRP forcibly condemned and seized parcel number 304-64-010B from the Boyer family. US Home Corp, a massive developer, was a co-defendant. The court minute entries reveal a legal slaughter. SRP aggressively changed judges right out of the gates. So he's accusing them of forum shopping for judges. At the final hearing, SRP brought their top senior engineer, Freddie Dobbins Jr., to testify to the necessity of taking the land. The Boyer family didn't even show up. They were unrepresented and steamrolled by the utilities legal machine. Okay, let me say this. If this is true, okay, I'm going to say, if this is true, I am walking, talking proof of these bullying tactics, courtesy of John McCain and members of Arizona's government, myself, and you've heard me tell my story and how I got started in the media. Myself and 300 of my neighbors had our property rights encumbered, and the plan was to eventually force us off our land because you couldn't, if you had to, let's say you had a kitchen fire, okay, or you had hail damage and you needed a permit to do something, you couldn't get it. They wanted to force us off our land without paying us. This was the cheap way to do it. And it was for the Kanamex Highway that was to come in about 30 years after they started doing this. We had an 8-year legal battle. This is how I got in the media. I got offered a show because I was the spokesperson for our group. And I experienced firsthand the bullying tactics. Now, eventually, we won. Eventually. It took 8 years. Four law firms had said they'd take our case. And then when McCain put his foot down, they ran scared. That's right. They ran scared. So I've experienced this treatment firsthand in Arizona. So this does happen. It's still, I think, alleged here. Now, the court minute entries reveal a legal slaughter. SRP aggressively changed judges. So we said that. That's a bad sign, people. That means you're getting screwed by friendly judges. Okay. Speculation. SRP just didn't take a piece of dirt. They destroyed a multi-million dollar family real estate deal. And if SRP only forced an easement, Boyer Family Trust is still legally and financially tethered to the land. Yeah, even if they did something like an easement and they damaged the value of the land, according to Fifth Amendment property law, okay, you're treating this as, you have to treat this as eminent domain and you have to pay for the damages that you caused. Seriously, if you render the land unusable, then it's eminent domain and you have to pay fair market value. Well, Arizona likes to steal land and not do that. Okay, now moving on, says we theorize that Tyler Boyer is weaponizing millions in unsuspecting PAC donor money to execute a hostile takeover of the utility. Now, do I blame him for being pissed off? No. No, if I actually thought Tyler Boyer was a good guy, and I don't, I believe what Candace says about him, my opinion, I'd be in full support here. I'd be screaming at the top of my lungs, say, hey, same song, second verse. I've been through it. But let's go further and see how bad it gets. Because, folks, let me tell you something. There are Supreme Court rulings that have happened for the last 20 years where you don't really own your land. It's like you don't own your bank account. You've heard me talk about that. Okay, now, if his backed slate wins these elections for the board, his family will be sitting across a negotiating table from people he has put in power. That board can authorize massive payouts to buy the rest of the land, renegotiate the easement terms, or route new infrastructure through it. Tyler Boyer's family could come out with huge undisclosed real estate payday funded by the very utility he is taking over, and I should say by proxy, right? With elected people that he helped. Hey, part three, the Trojan horse. This gets really interesting. The facts. Look at the top of the ticket of Boyer's PAC endorsed. He is pushing Chris Dobson for SRP president. Dobson is not a grassroots outsider. He is the current vice president of Salt River Project. Boy, if that's not a conflict of interest, I don't know what is. Okay, speculation. This is a corporate inside job. Boyer isn't fighting the establishment. He's buying the boardroom. He's laundering political influence through his PAC to elevate ultimate company insider, turning a public-private utility into a captive asset. Ooh. Okay, part four, the ultimate disrespect, the memorial exploitation. On September 21st, 2025, a memorial was held in Glendale for Charlie Kirk. Photographs of that show that Turning Point Action set up voter registration booths right outside the memorial. The booths were featured massive banners, "Charlie wants you to register to vote," and were actively used to register attendees for the obscure elections. By the way, 501c3, that's an illegal activity. And I'm surprised Project Constitution didn't mention this here. This is the point where the moral bankruptcy of this syndicate called TPUSA and Turning Point Actions is exposed. It is wrong on so many levels. Why everyday conservatives and loved ones were mourning the loss of Charlie, Tyler Boyer, and TP Action were exploiting the crowd. Instead of memorializing Charlie with the respect he deserved, they were concerned with selling merch and using as a funeral a voter harvesting event for their corporate utility takeover. They hijacked a tragedy to fund a family vendetta, because they're alleging here that some of this money and Turning Point's going into the PAC to take over SRP. That's what Project Constitution is alleging here. And I certainly think there's enough smoke here to warrant a huge investigation, except it won't happen. If Boyer successfully uses Turning Point donor money to win this board, he doesn't get revenge. He unlocks two massive multi-dollar, million-dollar slush funds for his allies. Payout one, the grid. Erica Kirk, CEO of TPUSA, has a mother named Lori Francfe. Lori is the CEO of AZ Tech International and G-Tech Institutes. We've covered that. Her specialty, EMP, pulse protection, and grid hardening. She has formally pitched the Arizona legislature on this exact need. She's also done it at Fort Huachuca with Erica giving the keynote address. We have played that tape for you. Oh, but she's never been to Fort Huachuca. Okay, payout number two, the 20-year forestry empire. We pulled a 2019 Senate committee statement regarding SRP. SRP just doesn't manage water. They heavily influence the management of 13,000 square mile watersheds spanning five national forests. The document revealed that SRP signed a memorandum of understanding and agreement, ensuring they get to participate in the development and the review of selected contractors for the 20-year federal forest thinning projects. Just clearing the tiny Craigan watershed alone is worth $27 million. Whoa. Furthermore, SRP lobbies for contracts paid out on avoided costs, hypothetical prevented disaster savings, rather than the actual value of the timber removed. Whoever controls the SRP board controls gatekeeping for 20-year federal forestry contracts. This is the ultimate untraceable government payout. Tyler Boyer's syndicate can funnel tens of millions in federal land management contracts to allied construction, clearing firms avoiding these cost avoidance metrics. Okay, part six. The corporate architecture and the Mormon Mafia. The Farnsworth family is a deeply entrenched network in Mesa, Arizona, and they provide connective tissue for this entire operation. Look, Farnsworth family, I've talked about them. The idea of calling this a Mormon Mafia, the old saying, I got friends that are Mormons, but I do. I have nothing to do with the Mafia, organized crime. And I don't think the church does either. Okay, so I kind of reject the use of that term. But the concept is they're partners who share a religion in common, and the minority of the religion are engaged in some very questionable activities. And we've identified that before with the Farnsworth family. Okay. Chase Farnsworth is a project development executive at Mortenson, a massive commercial construction firm, publicly monitoring and praising SRP water releases. Dwayne Farnsworth is a corporate agent located right on Dobson Road. Speculation. To execute a takeover this large and route billions of grid hardening and forestry contracts, you need insiders, corporate builders, and legislative muscle. The Farnsworth Network provides architecture for Boyer to move the money once the board is captured. I'll tell you, we really want to see how powerful the Farnsworth are. Go and look at Finances and Wolves, Finance and Wolves. Wolves and Finance, Zach DeGregorio, he covers the Farnsworth family in some detail. I've given him attention too. This is a family, let's say this way, shade grows over their finances. Conservative donors thought they were funding a grassroots PAC to serve America. Instead, the evidence suggests their money is being used by Tyler Boyer as a personal slush fund to execute a 20-year-old real estate revenge plot, launder political power for utility insiders, capture the gatekeeping authority for billions of dollars in forestry and grid resilience contracts, and they're willing to step over Charlie's memorial to do it. The movement's been hijacked by one man running a corporate syndicate. It's time to follow the money, the grid contracts, the memorandums of agreement. Okay, huge shout out to Mia Stretch, who teamed up with him on the story. Are you going to keep giving money to TPUSA? Does this sound like a group that's interested in engaging young people for the purposes of teaching civil discourse with disagreeers, but being polite in the process? teaching about God, the Constitution, things that Charlie did. Does it sound like this is their mission now? They're a corporate entity engaged in very questionable practices that deserve to be looked at. And anybody that gives money to them is contributing to this mess. If just a portion of this is true, and I know some of it's true, they used money illegally to harvest voters. I want Republicans registered. I don't want Democrats in power. However, having said that, I want it done the right way. I want the law to be followed, and it's not being followed. Another example of TPUSA chicanery. How much of this is true? Well, we'll see how it shakes out. Hey, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really happy to be joining the family of our newest affiliate. Let me give them a shout out here, WEAG FM 106.3 in the Stark Gainesville, Florida area, I-75, I-90 corridor. Really good to be with you. And won't be much longer until you'll be able to pick us up on Galaxy 19, Channel 3 on satellite. So we always appreciate the new affiliates picking it up. We are growing. Our podcast is ranked in the top 0.5% of the world out of 3.5 million is rated by Listen Notes. And so we're really happy. Couldn't do it without our great audience. And we do have a great audience. Do appreciate you. We're on all the typical forums, as you know. And I want to talk to you from the heart on today's show. I want to be able to talk to you about what I believe is an endemic, systemic, pervasive threat to every civil liberty we hold dear. And there's different groups participating in this, and this is not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy fact that this is going on. And when I think something is true and it's not true, I'll say allegedly. And then I'll tell you, I'm pretty sure this is true. And then sometimes I'll tell you with evidence that we present, it's absolutely true. And when we come back from our first break, I'm going to be telling you a three-part story that sets up what's happening to us. And I don't believe I can cover all of this in one day. I don't think that's possible. What's possible is that we can understand it and collectively begin to resist because this is the elimination of the United States as we know it. And I know right now the antlers go up, the antenna's up in the air, and you go, oh, conspiracy theory. No. Let me lay this out for you because we'll talk about exactly where this is going. Let me just ask you a general question. If you're over the age of 65 and you're listening to me, do you think you have gained more rights or you have less rights from the time you were 25? I'll just let that sit with you. Well, if you think we've lost significant civil liberties and your freedom, your privacy, especially your privacy, is under threat, you ain't seen nothing yet. And this is going to have to be a multi-day presentation, and we'll mix in some other news items here just to stay aware of what's going on in the world. But this is the big part of what's going on in the world. It's pervasive, it's secretive, but it's not secret. The information I'm going to be giving to you is publicly available. It's not hidden. It's not, gee, someone told me under the table and I can't tell you their name, but no. This is very open. And we're about ready to lose our country. And I can't say this strongly enough. I said the other day, the way, and again, point of disclaimer. I value our relationship with Israel. We need to stand in defensive alliance with each other. I don't like being dragged into a war we had nothing to do with. But nonetheless, I do value Israel. I do not value Netanyahu and his cabinet. I do not because they are warmongers and they are colonizing America. You're saying, Dave, that's a bold claim. Okay, what would you call it when you say, to a nation, we're going to give campaign donations to all but 39 of your senators and congressmen. It's called AIPAC. Oh, and that group doesn't have to register under the Foreign Agent Registration Lobbying Laws. The only group that doesn't have to. That's special privilege, isn't it? Yeah. You don't get special privilege under the law. Remember, we hear this every day. Everyone's equal under the law. Well, some people are more equal than others. And so we have what's been referred to as a Zionist influence in our country. And it's huge in Congress. President Trump's staff, Kushner, Witkoff, and his chief of staff, Susie Wiles, she ran Netanyahu's campaign back in 2023. And she's a consummate supporter of corporatocracy, which is government by corporations, not by people. And we'll lay that out as we go through this. But this is something, folks, that we're going to really get down into the weeds on. Okay, first of all, I told you this. We'd talk about our sponsor who makes this segment of the show possible. And that segment of the show is Magic Dykeol. And the Magic Dykeol people are absolutely fantastic. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, these products saved my life. Strip lung linings, RSV, Dave, they're not coming back. You're too old, diminished lifestyle, lower life expectancy. I heard it all. Well, I started taking the NanoSoma liquid spray. Within a week, I was walking up the stairs. I couldn't walk up because of impaired lung functioning. In a month, I was working out in the gym, but then the next part of this kicked in where the old joint inflammations and the things that caused me to stop doing a lot of things I was doing physically kicked in. And then my friend Scotty Sachs over on Sovereign and Salem Radio said, Dave, here, take this. The NanoSoma liquid gel, you rub it on your affected areas, and it's not immediate. It takes time. Took me 6 to 8 weeks. And by the 8 week mark, I was symptom free, and I have no restrictions on what I do now. You see, that's amazing. I've turned back the clock over 25 years. And then the third product is the skin cream. Fine lines and wrinkles, cuts and burns. And you've seen me treat my cut on air with a cut that really probably needed about 4 stitches. And I didn't get them. And I treated up with the cream and healed up just fine. Together, this is the starter pack. It's 15% off. And they bring you this particular segment, which is, I think, going to be very important. How do you get yours? Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Okay. I want to introduce this topic. And this topic has three parts to it. How a society becomes subjugated into a dictatorship. And in this case, it'll be a neo-feudal technocratic dictatorship. And you go, I'm not familiar with all those terms. You will be. You will be. I want to tell you three anecdotes here that really illustrate where this is going. In 1975, there was a movie made called Rollerball, starring the late Jim Caan. The movie was about an obsession with a sport called rollerball. It was a distraction. The people were fanatic fans. It was a global situation. And it was a weird made-up game called rollerball, but it was really supposed to be NFL football. They just didn't want to tick off the NFL, I think. But that's what it puts you in the mind of. And James Caan, the main actor, was the star. He was the Michael Jordan of the day. And they basically said, you got to retire. You're too popular. They didn't allow any individualism. And this was a corporate rule society. Six corporations divided up, things like energy, resources, the environment. And they had six corporations that ruled the world. And they had their little secret board meetings. And they met by Zoom, believe it or not. They didn't call it Zoom, but when they had their leadership meetings, it was on like closed circuit TV, reminding me of Zoom. Talk about being ahead of its time. Well, James Caan's character, Jonathan Ee, was so popular, and he had made a lot of money. But the corporate structure was a higher position can take from a lower position what they feel they need or want. And he lost his wife to some kind of planning director that was higher on the corporate scale than Jonathan Ee was as a professional athlete. And he lost his wife, just snatched her from her. He had no rights. Someone can steal your wife from you. You have no rights. And it was a constant surveilled society. It was autocratic. There was no Bill of Rights. There was no Ten Commandments. There was no Jesus. It was just them. And that was Rollerball. And the movie's theme was about individual freedom and free will versus the machine. Now, at the end of the day, the movie is left at, okay, the people aren't going to back down. In real life, and they always end these movies like that, the good guy wins. That's not necessarily the way it's going right now in America. Okay, so that's anecdote one. That kind of lays the structure out for what's coming. Now I want to introduce to you the concept of public-private partnership. You may have heard of this. You may know what this is. Most of you probably do not. And I'm going to tell you the story of PPPs, as they're called, in the Ogallala Water Reservoir. You say, what is that? Okay, well, it's a huge swath of water that communities tap into between Texas and Nebraska, wide swath. A guy named T. Boone Pickens came in and started establishing public-private partnerships within the legal and governmental structures of towns, villages, counties to gain control of water and water rights. And then they would give contracts to companies that he controlled through subsidiary holdings, which means company A owns B, which owns C, which owns D. Therefore, company A controls the whole chain. That's a subsidiary holding. And through subsidiary holdings, they started to buy up the water companies after they got the government officials through a little money changing hands, usually corporate donations to campaigns. And they gave up power willingly. And so their water systems became privatized, and people's water rates would double, triple, quadruple. And you go, I think I lived through that. Some of you hearing my voice right now, you lived through this. You go, whoa. Dave's telling our story. I am telling the story for a lot of Americans in that Ogallala Water Reservoir. Thing is, we're not in the Ogallala Water Reservoir in Arizona, but the same thing has happened here. The same kind of chicanery and taking advantage of average citizens. And by the way, who paid for the water revision, the water infrastructure, and all this? Well, it wasn't T. Boone Pickens. It was the people, the taxpayers. So the taxpayers are paying to make T. Boone Pickens a billionaire, a multi-billionaire, controlling water. Okay, so that's the second anecdote. The third anecdote has to do, this is fantastic story here. Third anecdote has to do with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, when Trump came into power, they said, oh, he's too big a businessman. He's going to be a globalist and he's going to be. Okay, he wasn't. Let me tell you about the TPP put in under Obama, approved solely by Paul Ryan, a consummate globalist, socialist Democrat masquerading as a Republican. I mean, Rhino would be a compliment for what Paul Ryan is. And this legislation was put forth, and Congress was not allowed to read it. Because if they read it and it became public, the public would become inflamed, and a lot of Congress wouldn't have voted for it. So they could only let one man read it, and that was Paul Ryan, handpicked by Obama. And based on his recommendation, Congress had to either vote up or down. He came back and said, oh, this is a great idea. Oh, it's going to make us a lot of money. It's going to increase our standard of living. It's just wonderful for America. And this TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, was masquerading as a free trade agreement. There was nothing free about the agreement. They set up a 22-person business panel. And that business panel, by treaty approval, because this was done in conjunction with 12 other countries, this treaty would have the power of law, and the law would supersede the Supreme Court, the legislative branch, the executive branch. Anything those three branches did could be vetoed and overturned by this 22-person panel. This is how close we came to a total dictatorship run by the corporations. And in sociological terms, we call this a corporatocracy. Trump came in and he immediately demolished this. He destroyed it. So we're not doing this. He didn't make a big deal about it because there was huge money behind this. So he didn't want to embarrass these people publicly, but he quietly got rid of it. Otherwise, people, you would not have a constitution right now. I don't even know if you'd have elections. But this was the TPP. And this sets the stage for what we're going to go through. But then I need to tell my anecdote. And many of you have heard my story. I am not a journalist. I wasn't on the school newspaper. The only time I've ever been in the media is when I was being interviewed for a team I was coaching by a local sports reporter. You know, we might travel to a town, we're on TV in that town, and they might do 2 minutes with me in pregame, maybe a minute in postgame. Okay. Thank goodness they didn't try to interview me during timeouts and halftimes like they do in March Madness. That would drive me crazy as a coach. But anyway, that was my only media experience. Occasionally reporters would call me from newsprint and ask me questions. No training. So how did I end up behind the microphone? Why is it that I've written many articles politically oriented? Well, because my wife and I decided we didn't really care for the community we're living in. We thought it was deteriorating. So we said, well, let's go rural. And we did, rural northern Maricopa County, okay, over 60 miles from downtown Phoenix. And it was wonderful, by the way, too. You move out to the boondocks, you can build a lot nicer house than if you're living in the city. We probably would have paid double for what we paid for our house in those years. And it was wonderful. And we liked the quiet until the man showed up. And who's the man? The government. You, Dave Hodges, and 300 of your neighbors are not supposed to be where you are. Well, yeah, we are. All the North and Northwest Valley developments in Maricopa County have to be approved by the Air Force because of Luke Air Force Base. And we're like 30, 35 miles north of the base, actually northwest. And Colonel Rodriguez, who was then the base commander, approved our development. But they said, oh, no, that doesn't count. You shouldn't be there. Okay, I thought we were going to get eminent domain. That would have been a gift compared to what they were trying to do to us. The eminent domain never appeared. They never offered any money, but what they did is they started to systematically take away our property rights. And eventually, if you'd had something happen on your home where you needed a permit, no permit. You couldn't put a fence down. You couldn't build a pool. You couldn't even put in a driveway. I'm being very serious. Oh, somehow that was a driveway was a threat to the Air Force. I even asked him, I said, doesn't this make landing the plane a little easier? Anyway, that's not what the purpose was. So we started an 8-year battle. And about a year into it, I realized, I don't think this is about the Air Force. They have to fly over 250,000 people to reach us. And it doesn't make any sense. We're no threat to them. Well, they could crash into your homes is what they told us. Well, they could crash into the 250,000 people they got to fly over to get to us, too. And they fly over Phoenix. They could crash into those areas. They didn't seem to be too worried about that. They wanted us gone. Well, one night, I'm on this government website. It's called Maricopa Association of Governments, MAG for short. And what I discovered was exactly in our area, they were putting through a Canamex highway system planned for 25 to 30 years in the future. Oh, that's running right through our area. And they wanted rail, so freight. They wanted air, and they wanted to expand some of the roads for truck transport. It was called a multimodal hub. And we were sitting in the area of their multimodal hub is part of the Central American Free Trade Agreement sponsored by John McCain, our senator, and Ted Kennedy, and was called CAFTA for short. The highway system was called the Canamex, and it was going to stretch from Mexico City to Edmonton, Alberta. And that's, I have, oh, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm still reading about this. My wife comes, I know you got to come to bed. I go, no, you got to come see this. And we stayed up, and we found out there were three other areas in the state that were being treated exactly the same way we had, tributaries of the project. And these people were encumbered too. And so we formed an alliance, and we had an 8-year battle. And we had four law firms. You know why? Well, we had a great case. But when the partners got involved, they were told by John McCain, if you do this and I become president, you'll never be a judge. Okay. So they would drop us. I think that might be illegal. I think it's violation of legal ethics. But anyway, for political reasons, they dropped a client where we had already paid him money. So eventually, my friend Ernie Hancock, who was the chairman of the Maricopa County Libertarian Party, he said, Dave, you got to do a favor for me. I won't get into the favor. Not illegal, not immoral, but we did the favor politically. And he produced the Goldwater Institute and Clint Bullock, who today is an Arizona Supreme Court justice. And Clint and his group came to our area and said, yeah, we can beat this. They're violating all your property rights. And we never got to court. They settled before we ever got to court. And this is how we defeated the man. I get too much credit. I mean, I've been on Fox News. I've been on the biggest radio stations in the Phoenix area. I was interviewed by USA Today, the New York Times, you know, the whole thing. And sometimes I got treated fairly, and sometimes they would make me look like an unpatriotic jerk that was trying to hurt an Air Force base, and they'd go back to the original argument. Okay, now, why is this part of the deal? Because in the Canamex highway system, you and I pay for this, tax supported. There are public-private partnerships all the way through. And they're going to make billions of dollars on this. And we built it. And they're stealing people's properties like they tried to steal from us. This is prescriptive for what I'm going to be, and I'm going to say this honestly, teaching you today. I have lived what has become the biggest threat in America. The only difference is the biggest threat to America is not the highway system, although that still remains a threat for a lot of Americans. The biggest threat today. This is the biggest threat, our data centers. And I'm already living this, and I've talked about it in passing here before. But my experience in dealing with this Canamex threat and learning how the PPPs work and how the politicians get bought off and how they turn the media against you, I've been there. I've experienced it. And honestly, this is actually how I got behind the microphone. So let me close that loop here. I started appearing on a lot of media, and the late Pete Peterson out of Wickenburg, Arizona, had a small station, but he had actually syndicated some. And I'd been on a show three times, and he said, Dave, you need to do this. And I said, do what? He goes, do what I do. And I said, I can't do that. I'll come be your guest, but I wouldn't know how to run a radio show. I'd be all tied up in knots. And he goes, no, you got to do this. So that's how I got behind the microphone. And as I said, the rest became history, and we are where we are today. Now, I don't think it's a victory. I think it's a calling from the Lord, as we are commanded, as I pointed out to you many times, we're commanded to call out evil. We're commanded to call out corruption. The data centers are filled with corruption. And unfortunately, I can't tell the story in one day, in a number of segments. That's just not possible. So I'm going to have to spread this out over time. And like I said, we're going to mix in some news along with our presentation here. But I think every American needs to understand this because you need to hear me. I don't care where you live. I do not care. If you're in Ohio, good chance you're already subjugated by this. If you're in parts of Virginia, you're subjugated. Texas, California, and it's in Arizona. And next year, this is just one effect. My utility bill is going up 17% to support a project that that I'm paying for with my tax dollars. This is going to be all of you. This isn't a few of us. Gee, wrong place, wrong time, Dave. No, that's not it. It's everyone is in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's just a matter of when they get to you. And then the implications of this are so far-reaching. This will have the effect of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And you go, oh, is that why you told us the story? Yes. We will have no rights. There will be no government oversight. There will only be corporate oversight. That's how this ends. And you're saying, is there any hope? Yes, there is hope. But first, we have to start with problem identification. And then we have to talk about how much you're going to be affected. Then we need to talk about options. And then we need to get the masses to act on the options. Now, we actually have a victory going on of sorts. As you know, for a couple of years, I've been very upset with Rhino Republicans. Rhinos in name only, Republicans in name only. They make me sick because they're dishonest. They're truly Democrats in disguise. We should call them DIDs, Democrats in disguise. Well, the DIDs are ruining this country, and they need to be gone. The DIDs are the reason that the TSA and our Homeland Security, a time of heightened alertness for terrorism, why they're not funded. And these people with the Democratic Party, with the exception of John Fetterman, they are putting us at risk. They don't deserve to be in their position. So what I have said is that we need to defeat most of the Republicans in the primary election. Well, I'm not ready to make a formal announcement, but we will sometime next week. We have someone who's taken over the project that I originally conceived of called Toss Them All, as in tossthemall.com. The website has been obtained, and we're going to start working on this. And former law enforcement official is going to run it. I'm going to give some support to it, but we need to get behind this because this will be the mechanism we can use to overthrow a lot of this. Now, I will tell you this too. You've heard me tell the story about Arizona politics, that we are less than honest. And the Republicans, I think, are even worse than the Democrats in my state. I don't think that's true nationally, but it's definitely true in Arizona. Well, there are people who are Republicans who I'm in contact with who are very upset about this. And they're willing to take action. And we're going to have all kinds of splinter groups form like this. People are going to oppose the data centers. They're going to oppose the water companies jacking their rates up. And we're going to see these private organizations form a coalition among citizens to fight this. What I hope we can do with tossthemall.com is the only meaningful thing that a representative understands is to be unelected because then the money path dries up. And tossthemall.com gives us that leverage. And if we can make this a true national movement, we can have impact. See, I'm actually giving you the solution before we get into the entire problem. And I believe this is the solution. Tossthemall.com. And like I said, next week, I'm hopeful that we can lay out a lot of this. In the meantime, if you've got private coalitions that you're using to fight certain issues, abuses of government, particularly corporate influences, by all means, keep doing that. But hopefully, eventually, we can all join forces and have one huge website. And I'm going to give attention to it. We're going to have guests on to talk about this. And I'm really hopeful that we can begin to turn this around. Now, I know a lot of you are going to say, elections don't matter. Well, elections can only be impacted when the people sleep. When the people unify, nothing will stand against it. And I'll say this too. I think if you have the Lord, I don't think, I know if you have the Lord on your side and your efforts are holy and just, then you're going to get all the support you need. Stay tuned. It's going to be interesting. We're going to come back, and in the next segment, we're actually going to talk about, as it is in Ohio, it's becoming that way in Arizona, and it'll become that way in fill in the blank for your state. Oh, and here's what's interesting. You know that real infamous guy named Jeffrey? His influence is the center of all of this. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more.